We've crossed over the road now to get away from the traffic noise. We can see the tour cross is about 200 metres, 200 yards down the road, down the
path. We spotted the exciting thing in the car park, which from this angle looks like a bottle bank with a turret. But
we can see lots of birds on the lake from here. Mainly ducks. I saw coot just now and a moorhen. But there are more exotic things turn up here. We saw cormorant, I think, earlier on, didn't we?
Yes.
We think.
Yes, definitely saw something large flying in. You know, from this angle, you get a much nicer view of the Lee here. Have we gone along far enough for this to be the lower Lee?
Oh, this is all the lower Lee. From the bridge downwards is all lower Lee. From the bridge upwards is the upper Lee, and that's not open water. So it's actually, the lake itself is quite shallow. The average depth is only a metre and a half.
All right.
And so it's actually a lot shallower than that. It's mostly mud and so on.
And on a gorgeous day like this, I mean, the way that the sun is catching those hills on the other side there is just quite spectacular, isn't it, really?
Yeah. Well, the woodland over there is called France Wood. Preservation of the woodlands happened because of the wartime activities, because after they'd done all the shelling and bombing and so on, they couldn't use the wood for timber because the wood had fragments of metal in it, shrapnel in it, and so it would break the saws of the things. They couldn't cut any of them down, and that kind of helped preserve the woodland as it was. So we're going to walk on to Tor Cross.
And have a look at this tank.